The first explicit mention of Yerushalayim, it's really not so explicit because the word doesn't appear, but at least by conjugating two words and by conflating two stories or by fusing two stories, we have our first literary encounter with Yerushalayim. Of course, Chazal and Kabbalah fill in previous encounters and moments in Yerushalayim and other shiurim will address those. But the first literary encounter occurs in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Avraham is returning from his battle and his intervention in this world conflagration. And having rescued Sodom and Amorah, he now is encountered by this man called Malki Tzedek, who was both a king, a monarch, a ruler, a sovereign, but he's also a priest, Ruhu Kohen La'el Elyon. You see the movement away from paganism towards more of a transcendent, heavenly-based Elyon, and evidently a group and a community have founded and coalesced around Malki Tzedek's political stewardship and religious leadership and formed a community of God or a congregation religiously inspired, driven towards understanding the true God that had eluded so many other paganists and idolaters. Chazal fill in the blanks. This is possibly Shem ben Noach. But either way, there seems to be a religiously motivated and religiously fairly accurate, authentic monotheistic community. And they've called this location Shalim. And evidently they're searching for the perfection of the human condition, a perfection which is inspired by religious behavior. And that's how we see Yerushalayim in the first pasuk. But we also see the perfection of the human condition by a moral or ethical element. It's one of the first examples of tzedakah, of charity, of generosity, and of selflessness in, one could say, the entire Tanakh. If you contrast this with the previous section, where Avraham is, so to speak, negotiating with Melech Sodom, and Avraham doesn't really negotiate, he's not really interested in much, and he waives it, and Chazal see this as a sign of Avraham's generosity and lack of avarice. But from Melech Sodom's standpoint, there doesn't seem to be too much of an interest to bestow generosity on Avraham. It's a negotiation, it's a legal responsibility, because Avraham had rescued his subjects. But for Malki Tzedek and his religiously minded people, they offer the war-wearied soldiers of Avraham wine and bread. And at some point, at least according to some opinions, they deliver Maaser. Rashi says that Avraham tithed his own assets and delivered it to Malki Tzedek, for Malki Tzedek was a coin, which if anything just reinforces the fact that this is a religiously authentic and genuine figure that Avraham is delivering staka to Malki Tzedek. Other interpretations is the dangling modifier, Vayitin lo ma'aser mikol, who delivered ma'aser to whom. But there is a lot of charity and ethics and morality, generosity, selflessness. And then, of course, at the heart of this three-pasuk section is a bracha, which clearly is delivered from Malki Tzedek to Avraham, and he blesses Avraham to Likel Elyon, once again repeating the monotheistic element, Konei Shemayim Varetz, the exclusivity aspect of Hashem, is both the God of heaven and earth, which is not something which paganism assumes. So there's a lot of powerful words, and a lot of ethical people, and a lot of moral activity, and a lot of religious inspiration surrounding this site, and this community, spearheaded by Malki Tzedek, a righteous king. Melech Shalem, the king of Shalem. The words speak for themselves. Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Why is this our first encounter with Yerushalayim, with a site which would one day become Yerushalayim? Who is this mysterious person? Chazal obviously filled in the blanks, said it's Shem. This has in many instances been hijacked by others in certain strands, Lahavdil of Christianity, when there's an attempt to read Jesus back into the Tanakh, so Malki Tzedek seems to be a target for some people. Obviously, this is incorrect. But why is this meeting, this mysterious rendezvous, so crucial? And what does this have to do with Yerushalayim? And the answer is because Yerushalayim is a metaphor for a religious encounter with Hashem. And people are starting to sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence as a transcendent monotheistic Hashem, and it's sensed in Yerushalayim, which is regnant and saturated with religious meaning, and hopefully some of these shiurim will tease out some of those meanings. And they're searching for completion and perfection of the human condition, and they achieve partial success, and the name Shalem sticks. But this is a transition, as it were, or as we would say in a modern context, the passing of the baton from Malkit Tzedek's agenda for Yerushalayim or for Shalem into Avram's more complete agenda, not for Shalem, but for Yerushalayim. And that only evolves and climaxes, not in Parshas Lech Lecha, but in Parshas Vayera, when Avram revisits this mountain during the Akedah, and he refers to it as Behar Hashem Yera'eh, thereby adding the word Yera'eh to the previously applied term Shalem, thereby completing the naming of this location as Yerushalayim. Yera'eh, Avraham's encounter with Hashem, the encounter, the rendezvous of the Shekhinah, and Shalem, the community that Malkit Tzedek spearheaded and guided. Together, these two names and these two modalities or dimensions create Yerushalayim. And what Avram is adding to Malkit Tzedek's notable accomplishments, and Malkit Tzedek's accomplishments have to be spotlighted in order to contrast them with Avram's addition, which completes the process, is that as much as human beings seek professional and ethical terms and moral terms, and certainly we're not in any way dismissive of ethical and moral models that are built even in the absence of religion, there's secular morality that achieves very impressive accomplishments and impressive standards to live by, and even moral and ethical communities that seek to improve the human condition that are driven by religious sensibilities and a recognition of Hashem. But ultimately, it's the encounter with Hashem, the Yeruah, not just the inspiration based on the model of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the human imagination. Keep in mind, when Avram encounters Hashem at Har HaMoriah, which would one day be Yerushalayim, Yeruah Shalem, he encounters Hashem in ways that he can't understand him because it's the Akedah. There's no way for a human being to comprehend the divine mandate to murder a child. So it's not just that human perfection is achieved by religious inspiration or by being inspired by the message or the divine wisdom, but by submitting to mysteries of the divine wisdom and by parlaying Yera'eh in a way that, of course, man can see. And there's the irony of the term Behar Hashem, Yera'eh, you can't see Hashem, but you are seen by Hashem, because man can't be Yera'eh Hashem. You can only have Yera'as Shemayim, which is a submission to Hashem's mystery. So you can't be Ro'eh Hashem, you can only be Yera'eh, you can be seen by Hashem. And you can have Yiras Shamayim, which is really defined as not understanding Hashem, and submitting to that hierarchy. And that's how true Shalem is accomplished. And hence the term Yerushalayim.